Stuart Simpson, Director of Finance and Operations for North Platte Public School District, joining us along with school board member Angela Blasi. And we welcome in Tina Smith, the Director of Communications as well, joining us. Guys, thank you for taking some time stopping by the studio.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Stuart, did you bring the scooter this morning?
No, because I have to go to a couple of... I don't take it out certain distances because can only go so fast.
Understandably.
So
you don't want to take it on a couple of the roads in town.
Well, not that. It's when I can get past about 35 miles an hour, it just seems to shake a little, so I only stay within the two rivers.
Okay. I can understand. North Platte Public School Board of Education meeting was last night. Angela, tell us about the agenda, please.
Yep, we just kind of went over a couple resignations that we had, and we hired quite a few new teachers, and then we talked about and voted on hiring an SRO officer position.
Student resource officer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a position that's been held by Officer Johnson for a number of years, right, Stuart?
Correct. Last year we added a half-time person
Investigator Elder.
Yes. Which now we're changing again. So.
Okay. Yeah.
He was promoted.
Yes.
So
investigator.
Good for him, but now we get Officer Little.
Okay.
Next
yes.
Year.
Yes. Rory, he'll be our new public officer
he
as
is
well.
Already,
for
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he hit the ground running and he's doing a good job over there, apparently.
Yep.
Everything
seems to be
I
a
see.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
yep.
excited.
Smooth transition, too, to where Investigator Elder is still within the department. So he's still around. He's just moved up the ranks. So.
Yeah, they helped host Dare Day. Last week, and I tell you, we went over and that looked like a bunch of fun. So anybody moving up, if you have kids going into that fifth grade level, get them involved in the DARE program. I mean, if nothing else, they get to go hang out with officers and dogs and helicopters and things at the end of the school year.
Absolutely. So, it's a lot of fun over there at the rec center.
Yeah.
And speaking of hiring, Tina, you wanted to bring up two new football coach as Coach Rice is going to be leaving.
Coach Rice is leaving, and we're going to replace that for an interim position. So interim Coach Altig. So Kurt Altig will be joining as head football coach in the interim position next year.
Okay. And why in the interim position?
Well, you know, that's a pretty big shoes to fill.
Sure.
And we want to make sure we get it right. So this time of year with that announcement being so late, we wanted to make sure that we have the right person to fill that position. So we put Kurt in as interim, and we'll see how things go as the year progresses.
Okay. Awesome. Angela, anything else from the Board of Education meeting you want to bring up?
Not really. It went really smooth last night. We had a good turnout. We had quite a few of the Bulldogs of the Month there because we had to do some catching up, and that's always one of my favorite things. And I had two of my kids from third grade Sunday school that were Bulldogs of the Month, so I was very proud.
Congratulations.
Last night.
That's awesome.
I always see a big smile on Angela's face when that happens. And everybody in the room is grinning from ear to ear.
Well, how could you not be, especially with the Bulldog of the Month, Stuart? Got to be one of the best times, a highlight of the meetings.
You know, over the course of the years as I've been here, it's always interesting to see what these students are planning, at least at graduation, to attend. And, we had a conversation before I got on the radio today with Angela and how kids are starting to plan their, future endeavors of what they want to do, and things may change in their life, but I always get a tickle out of it when a couple of them come in and say, I'm going to go to UNL, UNK, CSC, whatever the case, and I'm going to major in accounting, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, I'm hearing
more. That catches your attention?
That catches my attention a little bit more, but it was really great to hear what some of these students were doing after college.
So. Yeah, I mean, we've got kids going medical field, we've got kids going ROTC, and all different institutions. It's fabulous over at our high school and the career opportunities they get. You know, we had one kiddo is graduating with, 42 credit hours? 47.
Wow.
From Mid Plains as a dual credit student.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's way impressive.
And I don't remember, but I know that in the past we've had some kids who actually graduate with their associates the Friday before walking across for their high school diploma.
I was going to say, that's pretty close to
our dual credit program is absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
so, and then Terry Burchell talked about how the cost for dual credit is going down for next year, which is amazing, and the foundation helps support scholarships. So that's fantastic too.
Absolutely, it is.
And the district also helps support our parents with a portion that we get from the college for dual credit. We give back $25 a credit hour to the parents too. So hopefully at some point in time, and I'm not going to say next year, but it's we can make it where it's very, very cost effective for our parents.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a lot of efforts already to make it affordable. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, our current teaching department is already looking at new pathways for students. So students may be wanting to go into career fields right out of high school and nursing type career fields, ag. So we're exploring things every day, and the really neat thing is we already have our new superintendent involved in those conversations. So kudos to them. They're going to hit the ground running.
Absolutely they will.
Sounds great.
School nearing its conclusion for the year, too, as well, Tina. We were just talking about that off the air.
You know what, Tristan? I counted this morning. I think we're at 9 days for students.
If you ever want to know, you just ask the seniors. I guess that'd be the juniors now.
Yeah. We've got seniors are done on Wednesday. They graduate this Sunday at Bauer Field, 2 p.m., and that will be live streamed if anybody needs to stay home and watch that.
Great.
It's on the website, nppsd.org. And then 2 p.m., check it out, come out, whatever you want to do there. And
the weather be great.
The weather, we've ordered it, George.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mid-70s.
Sure.
That's nice. Perfect weather for 2
p.m.
Doesn't
get much better.
Sounds great. Good weekend coming up.
And then the 19th, everybody else is out. So very exciting. Teachers are done on the 20th, and we look forward to giving them a break. They have had a very busy couple of years, but this year has also been super busy for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else you guys like to add this morning?
Tina will be so excited when I say this, but on my financial report every time I go through certain things, but part of the requirement that we have, because we have received ESSER funds in the past, is informing our parents or patrons in the community to fill out a survey. And we are so pleased. We had opened it. We didn't open back up, but we had it on the website last month. We received numerous input from our parents that we have evaluated, and they're telling us that we're still on the right track of what we need to do. So we are pleased. The website's always open, but still in the process. We're working through that federal funding that we received, and we hope that we're doing what is needed for the students in the classroom. As we see graduates going across the stage, as well as our kindergartens coming in next year, we're trying to do the best thing that we can with the money that we have.
Sure.
And you're taking parents' feedback on that.
Correct.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sounds great.
You know, I do want to touch on one other thing. We had a person speak out last night at the board meeting asking for the meetings to be online moving forward. So they are live stream. But what we're going to do starting today, hopefully by the end of the week, we will have those recordings on a webpage under the board section.
An archive, too?
An archive.
That'd be great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. It sounds like, you know, we live in a world here where people can't always be at meetings, and it's fine. If we've got the ability, let's do it. So I'm glad that patron brought that to the attention of everyone, and that decision was made, and here we go.
That
it won't take
great.
Us long once we can get everything downloaded.
Yeah, great.
I think it's a big deal for the community to be involved, so I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Oh, you wanted to add something else?
I got a question. I'm a little reluctant to bring it up, but maybe you can address it here. There's been some concern in the community about teacher resignations and the number thereof. Can you respond to that? Can you put it in perspective?
Absolutely, George. So we ran those numbers, and you know, it always looks a little bit higher, lower, because when you look at the board report, it shows both the resignations and the hiring.
They're published in every agenda.
Agenda. And so Mr. Mills, our HR director, reported last night that we have hired 28 new teachers. Now, I believe last year we were about 32.
Okay.
So really, we're down this year from years previous. on the hiring
side. He's got most of the positions
filled. He does. Yeah. We're missing some of those high need positions. So if anybody has a Spanish endorsement and wants to come teach a foreign language, we would love to have you.
Or an elementary counselor.
Or an elementary counselor. So there are a couple of positions still posted out there. We're also in need of some Sodexos, looking for some food service folks, and we're looking for some custodial help. So all in all, those numbers are pretty flat.
It's good to mention, but it's pretty much unchanged. You're not seeing a wide variation this year, last year or two.
No, sir, we're really not. We are looking and trying to get creative on how we retain our staff and offering new opportunities for those teachers who are coming out of school. So we'll be evaluating that as a team and with our board members and seeing what we can do differently just to get some new teachers out here and keep them here in the North Platte area.
Improve the continuity.
Sounds like the North Platte Public School District's in a good spot in a lot of ways, Stuart. I know that there's some concerns statewide. Grand Island, I hear, is in a real pickle.
You know, and we keep getting information from them, but I think we want to try to focus on what can North Platte do for our students and, and like Tina said, trying to attract the best quality candidates. And in that, then in the financial side, you know, trying to put that budget together with all the requirements and making sure no matter what. I was talking with Dr. Rhodes. The first and foremost thing I've always done, and it's his priority too, is teaching and learning and what we can do for the kids in the classroom. And I always correlate it to business. It's research and development, but it's really, you know, continuing what we need to do for the classroom and what we can do to help them be successful. And you know, I mentioned it with ESSERs. I mess with everything. It's like, where can I redirect the budget to make sure that we're doing what we can?
Yeah. And North Platte is just an amazing community, and our teachers put so much into our kids. We're going to see these seniors cross the stage, and they're just all a reflection of all of the teachers that they've had. We are so blessed. So huge shout out to North Platte Public School teachers.
Guys, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the end of the school year, nearing its conclusion.
Okay. Thanks for having us.